I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. We've come to the final week in September, and that means it's our last fishing news of the season. There's plenty to cover. Let's start, Kevin, with your big event this weekend, Striper Fest.
Yes, this weekend, Saturday, September 28th, we have our big party down in Falmouth Harbor we call Striper Fest. Starts at noon, and it marks the end of our five-month striped bass tournament, the Striper Cup. But it isn't just an awards ceremony for a tournament. We think of it as a big party. We call it a celebration of all things striped bass. We've got live music, clam chowder, and food from the Black Dog Tavern, cold drinks, games, and displays and demonstrations of fishing tackle, even demo boat rides out of the harbor. So it's a good time. It's a big party.
Now, Kevin, the end of September into early October brings just some fantastic fishing to our area. Let's turn to a roundup of fishing action right now.
Yeah, even though we're doing the last report of the season and we're celebrating kind of the end of striper season, it's definitely not over yet. I would say we're at kind of the fall peak right now for stripers. Things are looking pretty good. We've still got plenty of fish to the north of us that'll keep moving south. And we should have fishing that'll continue well into October on the Cape Cod Bayside and easily into early November on the Buzzards Bay and south side. Right now, we also have excellent false albacore fishing. The albie fishing has been great, mostly along the south side of the Cape from about Kootuat area, maybe down to Woods Hole at times, and that usually stays good until mid-October. For the most part, it's as long as the weather stays stable, the fishing seems to stay good pretty well into mid-October.
And let's talk about a few other options for later in the fall.
Yeah, striped bass isn't the only thing. Even after the stripers go, we still have other options. There's tautog or tautog, depending on how you pronounce it. And that's really a Buzzards Bay, Woods Hole, Vineyard Sound fishery, rock piles fishing green crabs near the bottom. And they'll stick around usually until Thanksgiving, just slowly moving deeper as we get later. And then once that dries up, there's still other options to keep fishing. We spoke last week about trout fishing. There's great freshwater fishing on the Cape, and one of the great things about Cape Cod is we don't always get ice. So if you love ice fishing, sometimes there's that option. And if you want to fish open water, a lot of times on Cape Cod, we keep open water all the way through the winter. So you can keep on fishing for largemouth bass, trout, things like that.
The end of fall brings the finish of saltwater fishing season for many, many anglers, but it doesn't really bring a lot of closure. What's your advice for getting through the winter? What are some of the things that a fisherman can focus on?
Well, one of the best ways to get through the winter is to get into ice fishing. And some people turn their noses up at it. They don't think it sounds like fun, but it's one of those things. Don't knock it until you try it. Even if we don't get ice on Cape Cod, I really recommend heading up into northern New England and trying it out. It can be a lot of fun. Another option is the sportsman and boat shows at On the Water. We work about 30 of them all the way from New Jersey up to Maine. The big ones around here, there's a Boston boat show at the end of February. There's also a Worcester Sportsman Show and a Rhode Island Saltwater Show in Providence. They're all worth a fun day trip to go and just kind of break up the winter and look at some fishing tackle and start dreaming about spring.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, you can always check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thank you for a great season talking fishing on the radio. I look forward to speaking with you next spring.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.